Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 in my epic TikTok series just for you, the social media secrets listeners. We are going to dive on in today as I teach you all about how to make TikTok videos. Consider this your beginner's guide to TikTok. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Before we dive on into this episode, I want to remind you that I have put together an awesome guide to getting you started on TikTok. You can head on over to www.tiktoktoe.com. TikToktoe.com, and you will get access to that. It'll be in your inbox in just about 5 minutes. And let's dive on into the episode. Thanks for coming to episode 2. We are going to have a ton of fun today, but I want to make sure of one important thing before we dive into this episode, how to make TikTok videos, your beginner's guide to TikTok, the social media platform. I want to make sure that you've already listened to episode 1 because I go over some pretty crucial things in episode 1, and every single one of these episodes is going to kind of compound on the previous. So you'll not want to miss a single one. And like I said, this is a 6-part series, which is really exciting. It's a lot more than I've ever committed to before, besides my husband and having kids. But anyways, so you may be wondering, okay, what is the deal with TikTok? How do I even get started? You may have even checked it out. I'm sure you've heard tons of people talking about it. I personally have been shouting from the rooftops about TikTok for nearly a year. And I just started watching some videos and listening to some different podcasts where I heard other people such as Gary Vaynerchuk and Russell Brunson really starting to talk about TikTok. I am telling you guys, I feel very strongly about this platform. It is one of the most exciting platforms to me. You may have checked it out. You may have been confused, but that's what this 6-part series is here to help you demystify. And if you're sitting here thinking, you know what, TikTok doesn't apply to me. You know, my kids are on TikTok. All the more reason for you to understand how TikTok works, because there's a whole crazy culture on TikTok. And I'm just going to say, ain't no way my kids are getting on any social media platform if I'm not clearly familiar with how it works and how to handle it and how to make my own videos. Oh, and how to get more followers than my kids, because got to keep them humble. All right. So one of the things I want to share with you guys, and this is really powerful for parents who want to like creep on their kids, see how their kids are doing. Maybe you just want to check it out. You're feeling non-committal. You can actually watch videos on TikTok without creating an account. And I think this is pretty important because there are some people who are worried about the safety of TikTok. I've heard different people who are like, aren't you nervous about giving away all your information? Guys, we give away all our information every single day. I'm not even going to lie. But you can still access TikTok if you do not have an account. However, in order to create videos, you are going to need to create an account. If you had a Musical.ly account before it was rebranded to TikTok, good news, you do not have to create a TikTok account. It is already there and just waiting for you to log in. So you're gonna open the app. And of course, in episode 1 of this series, I explained how to navigate the app a little bit. However, if you're creating your account for the very first time, you're going to tap the little figure. It's kind of like a person, an emoticon without a picture. You're going to tap that icon and go ahead and create your account. Side note, I forgot to mention that if you do not already have the app TikTok, you're going to need it. And I know that that seems really obvious, but just in case it wasn't, you're going to need to download it from either the Android store, I don't really know what that is called, or the Apple iTunes store, where you can get the free app TikTok. Okay, from there you're going to log in and you're going to discover, of course, your For You page. At the very bottom of the screen, you're going to see a plus sign. That plus sign is how you're going to actually create your videos on TikTok. Now, once you tap plus sign, you're going to see a whole bunch of kind of ambiguous icons on the screen. And at first, it kind of intimidated me. I didn't want to accidentally go live or anything like that. So I'm going to demystify this a bit for you. On the right-hand side, you're going to see a little thing that says beauty. That, of course, is the beauty filter, aka your best friend when you have a cold, if you haven't slept, when your hair and makeup aren't done. You get the drift. Basically, the beauty filter is a way to instantly put a very, very heavy filter over your appearance, and it can be a confidence booster for some people, which is awesome. At the very top of the screen, you are going to see the ability to choose a sound. Now, you don't have to choose a sound, which is kind of interesting. You're able to create your own sounds natively, which we'll get into in a moment, or you can select one of the sounds that is already uploaded to TikTok. That could be a popular song. It could be a little line from a TV show. It might even be somebody else's native sound that they uploaded and that is hilarious or interesting. This is an important note. Your videos can be, generally speaking, shot in a 15-second frame or a 60-second frame. So if you choose the 15-second frame, which you can find at the very bottom of your screen, you will cap out at 15 seconds regardless of whether or not you were done speaking, acting, or having ideas. If you choose the 60-second frame, you can film for up to 60 seconds, but of course it can be as short as you'd like on either of the frames. Now, generally speaking, most videos are under 15 seconds until you really get a hang for how TikTok's flow goes, what kind of videos are going to perform well. I recommend starting with 15 seconds. So of course, at the top, you get to choose a sound. You're going to select a song that you like. I think this is one of the easiest ways to start with TikTok so that you don't have to think about what you're going to say or if you're going to act or do something kind of fun. You just get to pick a song and go with it, or even a sound. So, of course, at the top, you're going to choose a sound. You're going to discover an entire library of sounds that are kind of organized by genre. It's a little bit kind of helter-skelter a bit. However, there's some organization, so feel free to browse until you find different things. Also, check out your favorite movies and TV shows. See if there's a fun clip in there. I really like the Michael Scott ones. If you're a fan of The Office, those can be a blast to do, especially with your friends or your team. So then what you're going to do is once you click on the song or sound that you want to use, you are going to hit select. Upon selecting your song, there is a little kind of scissors icon that's going to show up at the top of the screen. This is where you can change the starting point of the sound. I'll be totally honest with you guys, this is more complicated than I even like to get. And I edit my videos together off of the TikTok app. I just feel like it's a little bit of a clunky functionality, and so I prefer to just let the song play where it starts. Now you can start to shoot with this sound, or you can say, you know what, I don't want a sound at all, and X out of the sound and create a native audio by simply recording. Now down by the big red button, you're going to see that there are several different speeds. The speed that you automatically shoot in is your regular speed. Everything looks normal. If you shoot in 3X, as you record, everything's going to go really slow. So it's going to take a long time. However, once it plays back, it's going to look like you're moving super crazy fast. 2X is, of course, a little bit fast. It's a fun one to play with. If you shoot at 0.5, it's kind of a slower speed. It makes everything look like it's just a little drowsy. And 0.1 is like super slow-mo. Personally, I find the 3X and the 2X to be the most entertaining. What I recommend doing is honestly recording a song that you know pretty well at each speed and kind of lip sync the song so that you can get a feel for what those speeds look like. I think it's pretty neat. You're going to notice over on the right-hand side of your screen, there is a little stopwatch. That stopwatch is your best friend. It is a 3-second timer that allows you to record hands-free. What's going to happen is when you hit that button, you're going to see a little red button pop up. It's a little bit wider than the normal red record button. And you're going to see kind of like wavelengths, as well as your music is going to start playing. Now, the thing that can be really confusing is oftentimes you might think, oh, I have to start singing. Nope, it's going to play the song as you're getting kind of ready. And your countdown does not start until you hit that big wide red button. So you hit the stopwatch, then you're going to set the camera down, hit the big red button, and then you have a 3-second countdown until your sound or your song starts. If you don't want to record hands-free, you can record holding the phone or having someone else record for you. There, of course, on the right-hand side is the ability to flip the screen around just like, flip the camera around so that you can record on either one of your cameras on your phone. And that gives you the ability to be recorded by somebody else or to record yourself. However, if you do not use the 3-second timer, you have to hold down the red button as long as you want to film. There's something really cool about that because unlike Instagram stories, when you press the red button to record normally, not hands-free, it only records as long as your thumb is holding down the button. Meaning as soon as you let your finger off of the button, suddenly it stops recording. So you can put together these really cool, oddly spliced together videos. You can put together little sections. You can start a video in one place, take your finger off of the button and head to a whole nother place and finish up the recording. It's pretty neat because you have the abilities to splice videos together as you're recording. Once you finish recording, there are little scissors that will pop up where you can trim down the video. I'll be 100% honest once again, I don't find this functionality very easy to use. I consider myself decently tech savvy. I've been playing with TikTok for a while, but I just don't find this functionality easy. I would rather just get the shot right or edit it off of my phone, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So what's going to happen now is you have several different options once your video is done being recorded. You're going to see several colored dots, and that gives you the ability to put video filters on that can make your skin look better, that can make it look like you're in a cool place. Those aren't quite as robust as, let's say, some of the other effects inside of TikTok. However, they're nice to kind of give, I don't know, some flavor to your video. As you're watching your video loop over and over again, you're going to see on the left-hand side, there's a little like clock thing that says special effects. It might be kind of like a face clock. If you click this, you're going to see just this crazy library of effects. One of the best things I can recommend is play around with these because there are so many fun ones. Like, it's unbelievable. You can also, of course, use some of these effects before you record, which is also really neat. I enjoy the effects quite a bit. I highly recommend testing them all out, using some in pre-production, using some in post-production. I think they're so fun. Do you like how I use the word production, even though it's recording on TikTok? When you're adding the effects in post-production inside of the TikTok app, what's neat is as long as you hold down the effect button, it adds it to that part of the video. And as soon as you let go, it stops adding it. So you can mix and match a whole bunch of different effects. You can make it look like there are fireworks, like it's snowing, like it's old film. There's just a ton of fun stuff that you can do. There are also stickers that you can add to your videos. And I don't really play around with those as much because I've never really liked stickers in videos, but you can definitely play with those and you'll see those on the right-hand side of the record button. Now, this is one of my favorite capabilities because it was introduced just a few months ago, and that is text. Oh, yes, in-app text. Up until this point, we all had to download our videos, record them, edit them. Oh, it was getting a little crazy. So what you can do now is you can actually add text by simply tapping the T, which of course stands for text. If you press the A after pressing T, you will make the text bold, similar to like an Instagram story. There's several different styles of text. However, there's one thing that's really interesting about the TikTok culture, and that is that the default font is really the font that everybody uses. You can, of course, be creative, play around quite a bit, try something totally different. However, that is the color that everyone kind of uses, and they usually do it kind of bolded with that A button being hit. You can change up the colors of the text. Now, this one is something that really messed with my mind for a while. I could not figure out how to get multiple text. For me, the text was just staying on the screen. I did not find this very user-friendly. So I'm excited that I get to share this with you, because literally I searched and searched and I was struggling to even find the answer, which is not the norm. However, I found it, and it came one day when I was accidentally pressing kind of the text and I was like frustrated, and all of a sudden this happened. So once you've created your text, it's going to automatically be there for the duration of the video in the spot that you put it. However, as you've probably started to see from the videos in your For You feed or on the For You page, there's a lot of creativity that's possible with the text, and especially with multiple text and disappearing text. So once you tap the text as your video is looping in the background, pro tip, mute your video before you start doing this. Otherwise, everyone in your house is going to listen to the same song 50,000 times and they're going to get really irritated. Just not speaking from experience or anything. So what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and tap the text, and you'll see in the right-hand corner of the text box shows up a little like clock. Tap the clock, and there you will see that you can drag the red section of where the text is supposed to show up. I will share one other pro tip that I learned the hard way. If your text is only supposed to show up for 1 or 2 seconds, I recommend making sure that you like the positioning of the text, the font, and the color before trying to shorten the video. Otherwise, it literally disappears and you can't like pause the video or go back. So you're going to be stuck watching the video again. And if it's 15 seconds or 60 seconds, you have to watch the whole video in order to get back to the text to move it and hope that you don't miss it. I know this because I've missed it several times. And that was really frustrating. So you can add as many layers of text as you want. They can show up at different times. They can all show up at the same time, which I really like. From there, you're going to say, you know what? I'm pretty happy with this video. You're going to tap next in the bottom right corner. Here's where you're going to have the ability to add a caption. Now, this is a key. I recommend playing around with a combination of hashtags and captions. There's no real magic bullet, because different things work for different size accounts, different like trust or reputation scores. You can test using a couple hashtags. Some people swear by no hashtags. But I do think that it's important to have a fun little catchy caption there. You can also add emojis into the caption. So feel free to play around. You'll discover quickly that the space is very, very, very limited. So get creative, have some fun, use some short and long form hashtags. And then on the right hand side, you'll see that your video is there. This is kind of funny, but if you tap on the video, you'll watch the video and kind of review it. If you tap the thing that says select cover, it's a tiny little space. So get your little finger ready to tap it. Tap select cover, and there you can choose which of the frames is going to be your cover photo. I recommend using a cover photo that's attention grabbing. So go through your whole video, find the one that is the most attention grabbing, and plug it in. I also forgot to mention that sometimes you may want to tag a friend. I don't personally tag friends in my videos. I don't know. It's not something I've ever really felt the need to do, which is kind of funny. So the video is now going to start processing, because it has to go through several different layers of making sure the video is ready, making sure the audio is synced. It usually takes anywhere from 20 seconds to 5 minutes, depending on how strong your Wi-Fi connection is. If you leave your TikTok app open, it usually processes faster, which is nice. Okay, so let's talk for a second about a question that a lot of people are asking about TikTok. How do you handle videos that you've already shot on your phone or that you've taken somewhere else that you want to upload to the app? Before you upload any videos to the app, I want to share one thing that is so important. the editing capabilities of an uploaded video are almost non-existent. I think they might actually be non-existent. I recommend first using something like Camtasia or ScreenFlow to actually edit the video before you upload it, but you can still use the cool effects, the text, all of those types of things, the stickers, and you can have some fun once you upload your video. I personally am in a phase of editing my videos and uploading them, but it's not the best practice for a few different reasons, which I'll talk about in episode, I think 4 or 5. I don't remember which one it is off the top of my head. But I also want to share something really important. Since you cannot splice edit this, if you're working on your phone and you're kind of in a hurry, you can use InShot, InShot. And this is an easy way to edit your videos, and I really like it. You can also add sounds or songs to the videos that you upload, which is kind of neat, and it's honestly the best way to go about it. So I want to share one more thing for you because I think this is pretty important, although I'm really passionate about TikTok, if you haven't been able to tell. As you browse the For You page, you may notice that there are several icons on the right side. So you're watching someone else's video, and on the right side, there's the heart to love it, there's the three dots to leave a comment, and then there's an arrow. And if you select the arrow, you'll notice you can select duet, which means that that person is going to be notified that you created a duet with them. Basically, what it does is it takes their video, and as you record your video, either hands-free or in person, it's going to show them side by side. So it's a wider kind of look. I think they're really fun. Duets can be hilarious. They can be really interesting. They can be actually really spooky, which is kind of fun. And there's one last thing that I'm just going to tease a little bit, because we're going to talk about this more in a couple different episodes in this 6-part series all about TikTok, and that is the cringe factor. When you watch your videos and you make them for the very first time, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, this is so embarrassing. And in fact, I kind of still do that to this day. I'm just being totally honest. I have to have my team kind of take a look at it because I'm like, this is so bad. I guess part of me is like, you're a mom. You're doing something absolutely insane. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just head on over to TikTok and actually watch my videos. I'm a pretty big goofball. And while that is a part of who I am, a pretty big part of who I am, especially outside of business, it's kind of weird when you watch it on camera and you're like, wow, that's how crazy I am and that's what I look like. Ugh, it just makes you kind of cringe a little bit inside on a new level, which has been kind of a fun growing experience for me, I guess. And you might discover that too. But just so you know, everyone feels a little bit cringy. People talk about cringe a lot on TikTok. Like I said, we'll talk more about that in a future episode. So we are just now finishing up episode 2 of the 6-part series all about TikTok. I would love to share with you a couple different resources that will be super helpful as you dive on in. I have a couple awesome resources for you guys. Of course, this 6-part series is being released every couple days, which I'm so excited about here on Social Media Secrets. I'm also going to be doing a couple of video tutorials in the next couple of weeks on TikTok, all over my YouTube channel, which I'm so excited about. If you head on over to www.tiktoktoe, that's TikTokToe.com, you can grab my entire guide to getting started on TikTok, and we're going to be releasing some really neat masterclasses into there. So you'll want to grab that. And that is TikTokToe.com. You can also find that in the show notes. We've also included a link to my TikTok channel, which you can check out as well in the show notes, or go on over to @TheMrsPeterson, all E's and a D in my last name. I can't wait to catch you guys in the next episode of this 6-part series. I've been having a ton of fun, and I can't wait to see you getting started on TikTok. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Sure.